Podcasting.
We're learning Briti Shalom. Of course, everything's for the of Shalom and Yana. There's a list downstairs with all the names of Avrechim. I don't know if also you guys are there, but there's a list downstairs. And they want people to do it, what they do to Nerav. You could do 10 minutes a day, you could do 15 minutes a day, an hour a day, whatever you have. But to commit for a certain time, to write your name down on the board, and put the time that you're going to do these what they do, even if it's 10 minutes. Okay? And to do it every day down for the Rav. The Rav is not feeling well. He has pneumonia.
Pneumonia is serious.
It's serious, especially
very
when you're,
serious.
Especially when you're not 5 years old. Also, right.
5 years old.
Kids, yeah, but usually kids get easily more easier get over it than today. And anyways, the Rav said it's because he said on Shabbos because he wrote the book, the new book, the Garden of Muna Olami. Was it that? That's why he got it. So I'm down for the Rav, they'll be healthy.
He said,
what do you think? I wrote this book. Of course I got
it.
It's not for the Goyim, it's in Hebrew. So Jews which don't want to hear about Judaism.
It's similar to the Garden of
the Moon? Similar, yeah. But it's more powerful because it goes to more people.
And this is going to be in English too?
They can translate it to all languages. Yeah. So. Avodah Ishit, personal work. Bishvil itkadem be'emet befoal ba'avodat Hashem uvetikun amido.
Before the by Mordechai, his mother's going Mordechai Asher ben Aviva.
Yeah.
His mother's having an operation today in New York. Mm-hmm. And her name is Aviva Bat Sarah.
Befoal Aviva Bat Sarah. בשביל להתקדם באמת בפועל בעבודת השם ובתיקון המידות ולצאת מהתאוות. In order for a person to actually can grow in עבודת השם, fixing his midos and to go out of his tivus, חייב אדם לקחת מידה או תאווה מסוימת ולהתפלל לבצעה. Person must take a midah or a tiva, a certain or a certain lust that he has, and David and Alephite. Rabbeinu says this, yeah. Rabbeinu says it clearly. Torah Nun Dalet. Then Nun Bet, 52. Until he nullifies it completely. David, even for 10 years, doesn't make a difference. On one specific thing, until he nullifies it. And then he goes on. And David has a different midah, a different taiva. Until he nullifies it. And so on, he goes from taiva to taiva, from bad midah to bad midah. Until he nullifies it all. At the end, Rabbeinu says, "Itpalel levatel the gaava shenishara bo et David to nullify the gaava that is still left in him, until he merits his complete nullification. He's a nothing. It's just whatever Hashem wants. That's what he is. Like it's brought in Kutei Moran, Torah 52. Vezei yivshar. This can't be unless a person takes one point and does it bodut on it every day, at least half an hour a day. Vetot of shas lema. And if he can do it even 1 hour, great." Or if some once in a while 1 hour, 2 hours, every day half an hour, and then once in a while even longer, for a long time until he nullifies it completely. Lachen tzarich la'akdish zman hitbodedut miyuchad hazeh. Therefore, a person has to set aside in the hitbodedut, or in addition to hitbodedut, or in the hitbodedut, a special time for that, for the work that he's doing. He has to work. What's considered when we always say, yeah, in the literary world where I grew up, they say you have to work on yourself. And what does that mean? How do you work on yourself? What's the work? So they don't know there so much what that means to work. I didn't know, at least they didn't tell me. But when I came here to Breslev, so they taught me that work means to daven. And then I said, oh, it said in the Mishnah. Oh, the Gemara says, three things the world is telling. One of them is avodah. And the Gemara says, what's avodah? It's prayer. Ah, that's avodah. So that means the person has to work. When you say to work on yourself, you're not working on yourself if you're not davening. If you're trying to I'm not going to get angry, and then you fight with yourself, I'm not going to get angry. That's not working with yourself. Work with yourself. To work is to daven. That's work. You're not davening, you're b'dimyonot. You know what b'dimyonot means? Imagination.
Yeah.
It's not real. Real is davening. That's real. Unfortunately, the world doesn't know this yet. But slowly, slowly, Rabbeinu is revealing himself to the whole world. Not so slowly, Baruch Hashem. Okay. I'm working on it means I'm davening on it. Don't say I'm working on it if you're not davening. Tada. So at least we should be live. Kach et haneshek beyadcha. Take the weapon in your hand. Tzrichi tamid chizuk la'avodat tefila. We always need strengthening to this work of prayer, which is work. This is one of the things a person needs always to strengthen himself in tefillah and to renew himself in this tefillah. The hiddenness that there is in this service of tefillah, this avodah, this is the reason for the whole galus. Both the general goals and the private goals is also Likutei Moran. It's all here Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachot. I don't know the whole Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachot too well to tell you this is from here, this is from there. It's all from sometimes I learned it. If we would have held tefillah in our hands, there wouldn't have been anything in the world that we weren't able to reach, to overcome. We would have merited to draw down to ourselves all types of shefa that we need. Hem begashmiyut vaikavu vanu, both physically and especially spiritually. Kmo sheivenu et leshanam ha'od she Rabbeinu HaKadosh, like we brought Rabbeinu's arousing lashon that he has. Rabbeinu says, v'mei yecholim leorit shefa. Rabbeinu says, with what could a person bring down shefa? Through prayers, the words of the prayer are the vessels to bring down the shefa of a person. A person has to repeat this over and over. He comes to the field and remind himself, how could I bring down the shefa? I have a problem now. How do I bring down the shefa? Through words. Words bring down the shefa. Not work. Words. That's the confusion. People tell you go work. Well, you see, yeshiva, go work. Right? People say that? So you should say, of course, I'm going to go work and go to the field. When I used to do Afatzai in the junction, some people they say, Lech ta'avod! Like, what are you standing here collecting money? Go work! They used to get offended. Well, go work. Why are people telling me? What do you think I'm doing here? I'm wasting my time. The kitzur, whenever they tell you go work, that's Hashem telling you, you have to daven more in the field, go work. That's the confusion. Work could be physical work, work could be spiritual work. If we merit the spiritual work, we do less physical work. It's like this. There's a balance. The more emuna we have in our prayers, the less we have to do in physical work. Less emuna, the more we have to do. Doesn't mean that the work is not spiritual. A lot of times you can see the spiritual only through the work, because we don't have such strong emunah. It'll be not that right. We don't have such strong bitachon Hashem. So Hashem gave us, that person has to work in the world and see Hashem through the work. Some people have more, they have to do less work. How come some people work 3 hours a day, some people have to work 8 hours? Some people think that they have to work 15 hours a day, and they all make the same amount of money. Some people is a lawyer. He goes twice a week he goes into the there, he works a few hours, and he has shefa gadol shepanasa. And another person, he works, and he doesn't have so much money. So what do you want to say? Because he's a lawyer and he's a street cleaner? Shelo vet kacha. You have to believe that panasa is from Hashem. You have to believe that tefillah brings down the shefa. If a person has a lack in something, tefillah brings down the shefa. Rabbeinu says. Rabbi Nathan says, if you see something, you're lacking in something, either there wasn't a person that daven for it, or if you daven, you had daven enough for it. Because we said, Rabbi always writes it in this day out, it's purchasing in the store, and you go to the buy, and you don't have enough money. There's something you want to buy, costs 500 shekels. And you don't have enough money. So what do? You say, fine. Every day I'll put aside a shekel. Put aside a shekel. And 500 days, you can buy the item, right? But if a person does he gives 10 shekels a day, so they give it to him for less. If he gives 50 shekels a day, they'll give it to him for even cheaper. That's how it is. A person davens more than 1 minute a day, he'll daven 15 minutes a day every day, half an hour every day, an hour every day, you give it for him in less work, less time, what he needs to get. But tefillah brings down a shef of the pashut.
Primarily that's in the field as opposed to, but also during the, let me say, davening shot.
Both. Everything, all together. You could take tefillot, whatever it is. That's also part of tefillah. Just over there, Rabbeinu says that the problem is with the written tefillah, a lot of times, a lot of the thoughts that go and confuse you, as opposed to when you speak, it's easier to open up without any thoughts coming in, because you're talking. When you talk, you think about what you're saying. But when you read, sometimes you can read and think about something else. Your mouth do like that, and your head does it like that.
I know that in my family, my wife davens for us, and we get more money. There's no question.
When the wife davens,
yeah,
they're a lot more powerful than the man davens. Why? You know why? Because women don't have Gama Brit. So their channel is more open. We have a problem with Gama Brit, so a lot of times we need more tshuva, more the top. כי התפילה היא הכלי העיקרי והחזק ביותר בשביל לעמוד בכל מה שצריך לעמוד בעולם הזה. Prayer is the main clue, the main tool, the strongest tool to withstand everything we have to go through in this world. Like Rabbeinu said in Likutei Moran, Torah Bet, and also in Kitzur Likutei Moran, he brings down like this. עיקר כלי זיינו של איש הישראלי הוא התפילה. The main weapon of the Israelite man is prayer. All the wars that a person needs to conquer in this world, both of it has to do with the Yetzer Hara, with people that he has to deal with. Hakol al yedei tefillah. He has to do it all through prayer. Umisham kol chiyuto, and from there, all of his livelihood. Al ken, mi sherotze lizkor dikdushat Yisrael v'emet. Therefore, one wants to merit, really, to get the kedushas Yisrael in truth, he needs to do a lot of prayers. And ask a lot and speak with Hashem a lot. Because this is the main weapon in order to victory this war. Prayer is our main weapon. Prayer is also a defensive tool and also an offensive tool. Yeah, use it both ways. Against the war with the Yetzer Hara, which doesn't end till a person's last day on this earth. הגיע אליי יהודי שגדל בעולם התורה. Came to me a Jew that grew up in עולם התורה, in the Haredi world. מקטנותו היה בחדר. From the youngest age, he was in Cheder. Afterwards, went to Yeshiva. Kitzur, he learned Torah all his life. From top to toe, from head to toe, he's full of Torah. That's what he did all his life. He learns the Kailah, and he comes and confesses in front of me. He's living for years with emptiness, complete emptiness. He has no connection to the Torah that he's learning, no livelihood. He does horrible avails because of that, and he's already despair from this life of Shekel. He doesn't understand, how could it be? I learned Torah all my whole life. So I told him, I'll explain to you exactly what goes on. I could also answer this because I have the same situation. Maybe it's me, who knows. I'll tell you exactly what goes on with you. Imagine to yourself, describe this to yourself. They take a soldier, lonely, without any weapon, without any shield, and they put him in the front line, in front, to confront a whole army that has all the most sophisticated ammunition, everything. Sophisticated weapons, everything, they have everything very good. And he's standing there, and what do you think will happen? Will be anything to bury? What do you think? Ah, Yaakov. Shish kebab. Nothing left of the not a bone, like I learned today about Daniel. Daniel, I learned the Sefer Daniel today a little bit. Daniel, he put him in the how do you say, Govariot? In the lion.
Lion's den.
What's it called?
Lion's den.
Den?
Yeah.
D-E-N?
Yeah.
D-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Put in lion's den and he was saved. So the king afterwards threw in all the 120 servants, ministers, with their wives, and their children into the pit. And the pasuk says that before they reached the floor, there was just pieces of bones left. Before they hit it, it's a lot of people. All the ministers that went against them. It was 120.
Is that a story about the Knesset?
Not yet, not soon.
From personal experience dealing with five cats.
It could be. You took a mouse and put it in front of them?
No, you just put down four bowls of cat food and they're just
gone.
Jumping like you wouldn't believe.
So, that's how you look, I was told this Avrich. You're standing without any weapon in front of the Yitzhak and all of his friends, all of his helpers, right? And they have all the best weapons, right? So they tell us sometimes he shoots you with this, shoots you with that, this, that. You don't have any weapon, you don't know what to do even. Okay? So all the Yitzhak, all the time. Why? Why is this? Because no one taught you to daven. The pasuk says. Open up your mouth and I'll fill it up. So why don't we do that? So what do you expect? What do you expect? You're not asking. You don't have the main weapon you don't have. You're trying to fight like this in front of a huge army. It doesn't work. Okay? אין לך את הכוח של תפילה. איך תעמוד מול אויב כזה? You don't have the power of prayer. How will you stand... How do you confront such an enemy? איך תגן על עצמך? How are you going to protect yourself? כל שכן איך לתקוף ותנצח את רבוש יעדים? אין לך את כלי הנשק של ישראלי שהוא התפילה? Or more so, how are you going to attack? How are you going to conquer? How are you going to victory? How are you going to conquer certain destinations in life that you need to get to? אתה לכאורה נראה כחייל קרבי. You look like as if you are a combat soldier. Right, standing in the middle of the war, right, in the middle of the war zone. But the maestro, you only have the external, because you wear a hat and jacket, and you go to yeshiva. That's all external. But really, atamit, you're a dead man. Without any cheshek, without any desire for anything, without any hope. Hashem rachem. It's all because you don't have the power of prayer. And you're not guilty. You're not blaming you for this situation. Ki morei haderech shecha lo limdu otcha litpalel. Your life guidance, those who guided you during your till you reached, they didn't teach you this, and you can't blame them either. Why? No one taught them either. Exactly. What other power do you have besides praying? Shum koach. You don't have any koach. So that's the main thing. That's why what Am Yisrael is lacking is to know that the power, that tefillah, is their only weapon to use.
It seems like the first step is to believe in Hashem. Otherwise, who are you praying to? You think if they don't believe in Hashem initially, well, what's the point of prayer?
What does it mean to believe in Hashem?
There is Hashem.
There is. They believe that there is.
What?
They believe that there is Hashem.
Not everybody does.
Nah, they believe that there is Hashem, but they don't know what they're supposed to do in life. The person doesn't know what they're supposed to do. He doesn't believe that Hashem can help him if he asks. He doesn't know about it. They don't think about it. That's how I grew up. I'm much like that.
There is Hashem, but he's...
No, you have to dive into Hashem, but no one taught us that you need to open your mouth and say, Hashem, I want to learn well today. Please help me to dive to learn well. Hashem, there's mincha now. Usually the mincha, I'm very tired, any koch davening, please help me to concentrate. No one taught me that I could do that. In the Arab countries, people had it naturally, more than Ashkenazi countries. Mm-hmm. Why? You know why? I heard all the shir about this from Rabbi Meir Shlomo. He says, because the Arab countries, the Arabs, everyone knows that the place where you are, it affects you. So the Arabs, they believe in one God. In Hashem? Allah. The Christians believe in the Trinity, in the Shilusha Kadosh, they call it. Right? They have a Shituf. So that affected the Jews there. Less than, affected their Emuna. In Europe, that's why in Europe there's a lot more Yitbolelut, a lot more of everything. More than Arab countries. But now that we're all here, so also the Sfaradim are affected by all this. That's why we go to Rabbeinu in Uman to fix this all. The tshuva of a person, the whole tshuva of a person, the whole free choice is only prayer. Without prayer, a person has the power to choose what he needs to choose in life. To say no for what he needs to say no in life. He doesn't have power to pray. Take it simply. For eating unhealthy things. A person wants to say no. He knows it's unhealthy. He wants to say no. Without tefillah, it's very, very difficult for a person to say no. He's diving for it. But he definitely has the power to say no. It's a lot more than psychology. It's a lot deeper than psychology. It's not like a psychological. Especially the type of new. But the main tshuva up there, the main tshuva person to do over there, is Zafka with tefillah. Like Rabbi Yatan writes, the teleport. עיקר התשובה הגברית הוא שיתגבר ויתחזק וכלול ועתיד להפציר להשם בך הרבה תפילות בקשות שיזכן אמונה שלמה עיקר הפגם שלו באמונה בבינת המאה את זה ליקוטי הלכות וזה מיין תשובה פרסה זו בפגם הברית it's to daven for אמונה to daven to believe that he can daven to Hashem to believe in himself to believe, whatever אמונה means to believe in this prayer and then he can get out of his problems. Yeah, to believe in the tzaddikim, not to care for anything. I just believe in I daven. I don't care my situation. I'm davening, and then the person will merit everything he needs to merit in this world. This is Zorat Hashem.